Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3596BN. Today's date is March 16th, 2025, and the title of the episode is You Are Witnessing the Final Battle of the Insurgents. Fraud vitiates everything. Let's talk about our health. A recent study found that fluctuations in blood glucose levels, typically from high sugar diet, can significantly impact cognitive function, leading to slower and less accurate processing speeds. These glucose fluctuations often result in fatigue, brain fog, and mood swings, affecting your daily life and productivity. This is why I give my body the support it needs to manage blood sugar spikes with this new product I'm excited about. It is a premium supplement designed to support healthy blood sugar levels, enhance vitality, and promote heart health. Formulated with a blend of clinically proven all-natural ingredients, it also aims to stabilize glucose fluctuations, helping me maintain consistent energy and mental clarity throughout the day. Do your body a favor and grab it today while it's up to 40% off during their holiday special only at boostwithx22.com. That is boostwithx22.com. Plus, order today and your delivery will be rushed at no additional cost. Once again, that's boostwithx22.com or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. What you see happening right now is the final battle of the insurgency. And these are the insurgents that are trying to stop Trump. Now, think about what you see happening around the country. Number one, you see the domestic terrorists. They're going after Elon. They are now burning his showrooms, burning his cars. There are threats against the vice president and the president. You could see there are influencers. They're being swatted. And in some cases, there are reporters that work for influencers that are being threatened or murdered. Then you have low-level judges around the country taking orders from the deep state players, and they're trying to control what happens in the White House. And they're trying to tell the president, no, you can't do this. You can't send illegals out of this country. You can't deport gang members. You can't fire people. You can't do any of these things. We have the final say. And this shows you who the deep state really is and who has really been controlling the country for a very, very long time. This is the insurgency. And remember what the counterinsurgency is, or you can call this a coup if you'd like. Remember who the counterinsurgency is. That is we the people and the military. So right now, Trump is using the people and the military to go up against the insurgents. And in the end, what's going to happen is the people are going to side with Trump, because when you see the insurgents and you see what the deep state is doing, it makes no sense to the people, because the people voted for the president. Remember, this is the only elected official in this country where the entire country votes for this person, and the person is Trump. And he won the popular vote. He has the mandate. So he has the majority of the people behind him. This is why Trump can move forward with his plan. But you can see the deep state players, they are showing themselves and exposing themselves every step of the way. And I do believe the foot soldiers, and remember, you have different levels of the insurgents. Number one, you have the foot soldiers on the streets, Antifa, other crazies out there that are doing this. And then you have the upper level, which is the judges, where they're trying to use the judiciary to try to stop the president from what he is doing. And right now, those in Congress, they really can't do that much. So it looks like they are now using the foot soldiers and the judiciary as their insurgency against this country. But again, this is going to fail just like everything else, because who has the upper hand? Who has the leverage? Trump and the Patriots. And Trump and the Patriots, they've been planning for this for a very long time. This is what they knew they were going to have to go up against. They knew they had to counter the insurgency. And that's what Trump and the Patriots built over time. And that's what you're watching right now. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But first, we could see that the D's, they're kind of ripping themselves apart right now. And it's getting worse and worse for them. Remember, these individuals, it looks like these are the low-level D's that are left over in the House, left over in the Senate. And now they're going at each other. And it looks like Kyrsten Sinema and AOC, they are now butting heads. After spending 4 years calling the Senate filibuster a Jim Crow relic and a tool of segregationists, Democrats lined up on Friday to demand its use to stop a Trump-backed continuing resolution. And AOC actually attacked Kyrsten Sinema, and this is what AOC said on X. "We could protect Roe tomorrow, but Sinema refused to act on the filibuster. Until that changes, she can take a seat talking about women's access to health care. Hold everyone contributing to this disaster accountable, GOP and Dem obstructionists included. She should be primaried." And yes, I know that Kyrsten, she changed her party from Democrat to independent, but most likely she's still a Democrat. And she said the following, "Change of heart on the filibuster, I see." AOC said, "Still no. In fact, the same Dems who argue to keep the filibuster for when we need it do not, in fact, use it when we need it. It's only used to block Dem policies, never to block harmful GOP ones. Could have proved us wrong. Instead, they proved the point." Well, Kyrsten Sinema, she gave her the facts, and she said literally zero Senate Democrats support the filibuster. 38 voted to filibuster the continuing resolution yesterday. 8 who previously voted to eliminate the filibuster on January 19, 2022, did not filibuster. 1 who previously campaigned against the filibuster did not filibuster. So look at that. Very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is that a reporter hit Trump with a boom mic. Now, once again, was this an accident or was it done on purpose? Lara Luma tracked down the reporter who was operating the boom mic, and it might not be just an accident. And this is what she said. "I have identified the reporter who hit President Trump in the face with a boom mic this week while he was speaking to the press on the tarmac. Her name, Danielle Kurtzleben. She is the newly appointed White House reporter for NPR and a massive Trump hater and LGBTQ advocate who once suggested during the 2024 campaign that Trump only spoke in Howell, Michigan because it has ties to the KKK. Did she hit President Trump in the face on purpose?" Maybe. That's very, very interesting. But Trump said she just made television tonight. She just became a big story tonight. Now, in the end, she did apologize for hitting him. But once again, how difficult is it really to control this? And actually, this is, so far as we know, this is the only president that has ever been hit with a boom mic, which is very, very interesting. Now, we could see that Trump, the Patriots, they are moving full steam ahead with deporting all cartel member, gang member, terrorists, criminals, and they're taking it to the next level. And the president of El Salvador put this out and said, "Today, the first 238 members of the Venezuela criminal organization Tren de Aragua arrived in our country. They were immediately transferred to SETCOT, the Terrorism Confinement Center, for a period of 1 year. The United States will pay a very low fee for them, but a high one for us. Over time, these actions, combined with the production already being generated by more than 40,000 inmates engaged in various workshops and labor under the Zero Idleness Program, will help make our prison system self-sustainable. As of today, it costs $200 million per year on this occasion. The U.S. has also sent us 23 MS-13 members wanted by Salvadorian justice, including 2 ringleaders. One of them is a member of the criminal organization's highest structure. This will help us finalize intelligence gathering and go after the last remnants of MS-13, including its former and new members, money, weapons, drugs, hideouts, collaborators, and sponsors. As always, we continue advancing in the fight against organized crime, but this time we're also helping our allies, making our prison system self-sustainable and obtaining vital intelligence to make our country even a safer place. All in a single action. May God bless El Salvador and may God bless the United States." And think about it. We have Tren de Aragua. They're being sent there. MS-13 members are being sent there. And you have to remember, MS-13, the deep state used these gangs to put out hits on individuals. And one of those individuals was Seth Rich. And this is who did their dirty work. Because again, when you hire a gang member, they're, you know, and you go through many intermediaries, it's very, very difficult to trace it all the way back. And really think about what you're witnessing right now and think about how the deep state players and all the judges are reacting right now. Trump right now is deporting gang members, terrorists, and criminals. And these judges are trying to stop it. Biden was bringing in terrorists, gang members, and criminals, and the judges did nothing. Western Lensman put this out and said, Trump flying a plane load of foreign terrorists out of the country, illegal. Biden flying plane loads of illegals into the country, no problem. That tells you everything you need to know. And we're going to be talking a lot more about these judges and how it's completely unconstitutional in what they're doing, according to many different court cases. And you could see that this is all part of the insurgency. And remember, it's not just one thing. It's all of these actions together. And I do believe this is going to be ramping up. But Trump and the Patriots, they knew from the very, very beginning that they were going to push this insurgency to try to control the country. And this is why Trump needed to show the people the truth about the deep state players and how they're trying to destroy this country, because he needed the people on his side. He already had the military. He needed the people. He needed the mandate. He needed the popular vote. He needed the majority of the people on his side, because if he didn't have that, he wouldn't be able to do what he's doing right now, which is countering the insurgency. But before we get to that, we can see that Trump is now laying the groundwork for what Pam Bondi is about to do. And I do believe timing is everything. And you have to remember, these agencies, they have been Trump-proofed. They are a criminal system that was set up, and there are many, many different traps, and there are many, many different sleepers within these agencies. Now, I do believe they are searching, and they are looking through all the records of all these people, because I do believe we are in a clean-out phase. We're cleaning house, because if we're going to do this and we're going to do it right, we need to make sure that nobody stands in our way. There's no traps. There's people who aren't going to change things within the system. And we need to make sure that we're able to investigate. We need to make sure that we prosecute, and it's an airtight case. And we need to make sure that the DOJ has the ability to bring these people to justice. And I do believe this is why Trump, when he had his press conference on Friday, talked about Pam Bondi and how tough she is. And people are going to see how tough she is. Clandestine put this out and said the following: for everyone complaining about Pam Bondi, the Epstein list, etc., you need to listen to Trump here. Trump says he's already done it. It's in the hands of his appointees, and that Pam Bondi is so tough, they just don't know it yet. Trump trusts Bondi. Take a listen.
Good at doing it. Very, very proud of all of you. Under the Trump administration, the DOJ and the FBI will once again become the premier crime-fighting agencies on the face of the earth. People ask me, what am I going to do about law enforcement all the time? The fake news back there, they're asking me that all the time. What am I going to do? And when are you going to do it? And I answer them by saying I've already done most of it by appointing the people that I've appointed. They're sitting right here. They've done most of it. I don't do it. They do it. Right, Pam? I think, oh, you are so tough. They just don't know yet. Let me begin by congratulating the incredible people who will lead these.
So he's letting everyone know that, yes, we have everything. But again, timing is everything. And I do believe they have to clean house. They have to set everything up. Clandestine once again says, based on the optics from today at the DOJ, Trump and his team made a conscious effort to make it clear he trusts AG Pam Bondi. He knows what people have been saying online. He knows many are critical of Bondi. Today, he made an effort to show he supports her. I know everyone has an opinion about how to run the government and how to drain the swamp, but ultimately, Trump is the one who gets to make those decisions. He has a plan, and the American people chose him to carry out said plan. If Bondi is compromised or not accomplishing what Trump wants, Trump will know about it long before we do, and it will be up to him to correct it. But for the time being, Trump just made a pretty clear statement today that the DOJ under his new administration will be different, and that he has faith in his appointees such as Bondi and Cash. If you disagree with Trump's appointees or his plan, then in 4 years, you can vote for someone else. But until then, you got no choice but to trust Trump, and he trusts Bondi. And I do believe that Cash, Pam Bondi, and everyone else that he put into place, They understand their mission. They understand what they have to do. And he put these people in place for a particular reason, because they can go up against the establishment, against the criminal syndicate players. And you can see that they're already doing it. Again, if you go into a position in any company or anything like that, and all of a sudden you're the new leader and you have 5,000, 10,000, 50,000, 100,000 people, you need to make sure that these people are with you. If they're not with you, it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, think about it. Step back and take a look what Trump is dealing with right now. You have these rogue judges across the country trying to tell the executive branch what to do. So if you're seeing that with Trump and they're trying to stop him every step of the way, take that and then put it into these agencies. What happens if they're trying to move forward with their plan and some of these agencies, they start maybe deleting stuff, maybe start hiding it in the system, maybe changing certain information in the system? There's many different ways where they can actually derail investigations. So in order for this to go smoothly, I do believe all these different nominees who are confirmed, all his appointees, they need to make sure that they clean house first. They need to make sure that their agency is ready to go when it's time to make the move against the deep state players and to have investigations, to have prosecutions, and to bring them to justice. Because remember, we have one chance to do this, and you don't want a mistrial. You don't want any of these things to go wrong, because that's what they would do. So I do believe Trump is putting this message out, letting everyone know, don't worry, everything's under control. She's putting everything into place. Same thing with Cash. He's putting everything into place. Kristi Noem is putting everything into place. Tulsi Gabbard, John Ratcliffe, you name it. They're all putting things into place. Now, the other thing that we can see that is putting things into place is Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake now is handling Voice of America. She is not the director, but we could see at this point in time, Voice of America, they're getting rid of 1,300 employees. They received a letter. They've been put on leave. The director even admits this. And Carrie Lake put this out. The president has issued an executive order titled Continuing the Reduction of the Federal Bureaucracy. It affects USAGM and its outlets, Voice of America and OCB. If you are an employee of the agency, please check your email immediately for information. And Carrie Lake is also ending contracts, and it's going to save $53 million. Marissa Hamilton responded to all this and says, it turns out fake news have been propped up by lucrative government contracts this whole time. Super glad Carrie Lake is on the DOGE path to fix it. And this is what has to be done, and we can see it is being done. And again, all these individuals that were working for Voice of America, it wasn't to boost the American story, to tell the truth. It was a propaganda outlet, just like everything else that we're seeing today. And they were being funded to put out propaganda or to spin the stories. This is now all coming to an end, just like everything else. Think about what the deep state players have put into place to keep their system operational and to keep the narrative that they wanted. They had to have control of the news. They had to have control of VOA and PR and the rest. They needed that control because that was the bullhorn of the deep state players. They were the ones that were setting the narrative for them. Of course, they were being told what to say, and they were being funded to say it. Now, this is all coming to an end. And you can see Trump and the Patriots, they are now going after the Islamic State. And remember, a lot of these terrorist groups, they are state-funded terrorist groups. They are created by the deep state players, and they are funded. And Trump is now ending all of them. This is what he put out on Truth. Today, the fugitive leader of ISIS in Iraq was killed. He was relentlessly hunted down by our intrepid warfighters. His miserable life was terminated along with another member of ISIS in coordination with the Iraq government and the Kurdish regional government. Peace through strength. And CENTCOM, they put out a video showing the actual airstrike that hit the leader of ISIS. It looks like they were driving in a vehicle and all of a sudden a missile or whatever it was just came down and hit the vehicle. And that was the end of that. Trump also ordered the United States military to go after the Houthi terrorists. And this is what he put out on Truth. Today, I've ordered the United States military to launch a decisive and powerful military action against the Houthi terrorists in Yemen. They have waged an unrelenting campaign of piracy, violence, and terrorism against America and other ships, aircraft, and drones. Joe Biden's response was pathetically weak, so the unrestrained Houthis just kept going. It has been over a year since a U.S. flag commercial ship safely sailed through the Suez Canal, the Red Sea, or the Gulf of Aden. The last American warship to go through the Red Sea 4 months ago was attacked by the Houthis over a dozen times. Funded by Iran, the Houthi thugs have fired missiles at U.S. aircraft, targeted our troops and allies. These relentless assaults have cost the U.S. and world economy many billions of dollars, while at the same time putting innocent lives at risk. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. The Houthi attack on American vessels will not be tolerated. We will use overwhelming lethal force until we have achieved our objective. The Houthis have choked off shipping in one of the most important waterways of the world, grinding vast swaths of global commerce to a halt and attacking the core principle of freedom of navigation upon which international trade and commerce depends. Our brave warfighters are right now carrying out aerial attacks on the terrorist bases, leaders, and missile defenses to protect American shipping, air, and naval assets to restore the navigational freedom. No terrorist force will stop American commercial naval vessels from freely sailing the waterways of the world. To all Houthi terrorists, your time is up, and your attacks must stop starting today. If they don't, hell will rain down upon you like nothing you have ever seen before. To Iran, support for the Houthi terrorists must end immediately. Do not threaten the American people, their president, who has received one of the largest mandates in the presidential history, or worldwide shipping lanes. If you do, beware, America will hold you fully accountable, and we won't be nice about it. And Trump, there's a picture of him watching the attack on the Houthis. And once again, this is peace through strength, and he's sending a message to the world. You mess with the United States, we are going to take action. And think about why Biden didn't do anything. Think about why Obama never really did anything. Because again, this is all part of the state-funded terrorists. And Trump is now shutting it all down. And what's very interesting about all this happened on March 15th. And if you go back to a certain number of posts, the deltas are very, very interesting. So this is March 15, 2018, all of these posts. 9:45, boom. 9:46, boom, boom, boom. And then we have 9:47, Iran next. RT days later, RT Kenya. No coincidences. Track important. Muslim Brotherhood, boom. So it seems like all of this points to who? Obama. Muslim Brotherhood. So this is very, very interesting. And think about what Trump said when he said, hell will rain down upon you like nothing ever seen before. Well, Kim Sachs points to post 9:48, and down below it says, bring the rain. Very, very interesting. Kimberly Auer looks at Trump's truth post in regards to ISIS, which is very, very interesting because remember, back when Obama was the president, he took the ability of the military to strike ISIS, and Obama was calling the shots, which allowed ISIS to actually grow within Syria. Very interesting. But she circled the leader of ISIS. He was relentlessly hunted down by our intrepid warfighters. His miserable life was terminated. And then we have the timestamp of 1012, which is 2212. And when we start to look at certain posts, it looks like all roads lead to Obama. So the first post she is pointing to is post 47. It says Barack Obama could not and would not allow the military to destroy ISIS. Why? How was ISIS formed? Hussein. Well, ISIS was formed around 2004, and then Obama used them moving forward, which is very, very interesting. So the next post is post 484. This is January 7th. And down below it says, who created ISIS? Who controlled ISIS? What was the purpose of ISIS? And I do believe they were using the terrorists to overthrow Syria and to overthrow other countries. And I do believe this was being used by Obama during this period of time. Then we have post 1209, and the timestamp here is 1012. It says Hussein, and down below says, this door will be open later. The choice to know will be yours. End. And I do believe we're going to find out quite a bit, because again, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they are definitely sending messages to the deep state players, and especially Obama, letting them know that your entire Muslim Brotherhood push is coming to an end. All the state-funded terrorists, it's coming to an end. And this is not just a message to Obama. It's also a message to Soros and many others that are above this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that on Friday, Trump asked Putin to basically spare the Ukrainian soldiers' lives because they were surrounded in Kursk. And what's very interesting about all of this is that why is Zelensky, because that's really who's asking, why is Zelensky asking Putin to spare his soldiers? Because that means they weren't in the winning position. So this is very, very interesting. But Putin, he actually came out and said he will spare the Ukrainian soldiers in Kursk if they lay down their arms and surrender. So this is very, very interesting of what is being set up right now. So Putin is putting the responsibility of surrendering in Kursk directly on the shoulders of Zelensky to save his own troops. And this is a very, very strategic move. So Trump doesn't want Zelensky hiding behind him. And Putin is drawing Zelensky out. So, okay, you want me to spare the troops? Lay down your weapons. We will not harm them. Let's see what Zelensky does here. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we can see the fake news. They're at it again. And Trump, and this is in regards to Putin and Witkoff. And Trump, he put this out on Truth, letting everyone know that this was a fake story. He said, the fake news, as usual, is at it again. Why can't they be honest just for once? Late night, I read that Putin of Russia kept my highly respected ambassador and special envoy, Steve Witkoff, waiting for over 9 hours, when in fact, there was no wait whatsoever. Other meetings with other representatives of Russia did take place, and obviously they took some time, but they were very productive. From there, things went quickly and efficiently, and all signs seemed to be, hopefully, very good in conclusion. There was no 9-hour wait or any wait at all. The only reason they made up the story is to try and demean, because they are sick degenerates. They have to start reporting the news correctly. This is why they have lost their ratings, their audience, and respect. Thank you for your attention to this matter, and God bless America. Donald Trump, President of the United States. So right then, they're trying to convince everyone something happened when it really didn't. And we've seen this over and over and over with the fake news. And once again, the fake news, as more and more people learn that they're putting out fake stories, it just gets worse and worse for them as time goes on. Just like it's going to get a lot worse for the FDA, CDC, and the food manufacturers, because RFK has taken the initial steps in removing the harmful chemicals in our foods. So RFK, he made an announcement on X, and he exposed the catastrophic failures of the FDA's so-called generally recognized as safe designations. Originally intended to apply to simple ingredients like salt and baking soda, GRAS, as they call it, has been hijacked by corporate interests to sneak in potentially dangerous chemicals, no testing, no oversight, and no accountability. And this is what RFK says. I am directing the FDA commissioner to start the process of changing the rules to eliminate the self-affirming GRAS pathway for new ingredients. I am also calling on the U.S. FDA and NIH to continue to conduct and improve post-market assessment of GRAS chemicals currently in our food so we can rapidly identify the compounds that are making Americans so sick and so that American consumers and regulators can make informed decisions. This is an important step in our pursuit to make America healthy again. Kennedy laid out a shocking reality. 10,000 chemicals are currently lurking in the U.S. food supply. Europe has banned all but 400 of them. So instead of requiring proof of safety before approving new food additives, the United States allows corporations to rubber stamp their own chemicals as safe. No independent review necessary. So RFK right now is putting an end to all of this. And think about this. Most of our food right now, it's mostly chemical, unless you go, you know, to the organic parts. If you go to a supermarket and you stay within the middle of the store, most of it's all chemicalized food. If you go to the outside of the store, this is when you find your vegetables. This is where you find your fruits. This is where you find your meats. So everything within the middle of the store, most of it is all chemicals. And they've been replacing our food with chemicals. And I do believe there's many different agendas associated with this. Number one is because of the food prices, and it's not actually the food prices, because our value of the currency has been declining because of the Federal Reserve. As you put more and more currency into circulation, it devalues the currency and it becomes more and more expensive to actually grow food and have natural food. It's much, much cheaper to replace food with chemicals. This is one of the things that they've been doing. The other one is, I do believe, to weaken and make the country sick as possible, because in the end, what did they want to do? They wanted to have the United States lose the war in the end, and they wanted the country to cease to exist the way we know it today, and they wanted to remove the Constitution. So how do you do this? You make the people very, very weak. You make them very, very sick. And you can see that the deep state players, they are continuing with their insurgency. And I do believe this insurgency has been going on for quite a while, and you could see how it's all shaping up. They have their domestic terrorists right now. They are the foot soldiers. They're going around defacing Cybertrucks and other Tesla cars. They're burning down showrooms. They're swatting influencers. And they're going to keep doing this, and it's going to accelerate as time goes on. You also have certain judges, low-level judges, where they're trying to tell the executive branch, the president of the United States, on how to run the country. So a federal judge has ordered deportation flights carrying alleged Venezuelan gang bangers to return to the U.S. after Trump invoked the Aliens Enemy Act. Mike Benz responds to this and says, the U.S. is experiencing the firsthand at home what the blob has been doing for 35 years around the globe when it sets up rule of law, judicial reform, and governance programs abroad. A captured judiciary that serves as a backstop if they lose an election. And you have to remember, everything that they're doing is completely and utterly unconstitutional. So far this year, Trump has faced 125 legal challenges in just 2 months. The Constitution and historical precedent are clear. Activist judges have no authority to interfere with the president's executive power. The Supreme Court settled this issue in Mississippi versus Johnson in 1867. Ruling that the courts cannot restrain the president from carrying out his executive duties. Mississippi versus Johnson, presidential discretion is not subject to judicial interference. In 1867, when President Andrew Johnson was tasked with enforcing the Reconstruction Acts, despite personally opposing them, Mississippi sued, asking the Supreme Court to stop him. The court unanimously ruled against Mississippi, stating that a president's executive duties are beyond the reach of the judiciary. Chief Justice Salmon P. Chase, writing for the court, distinguished between the presidential ministerial duties, which would be subject to judicial review, and executive discretionary duties, which could not be interfered with by the courts. So ministerial duties, these are duties where the president has a clear legal obligation to perform a specific act in a prescribed manner, leaving no room for discretion. Courts can compel the performance of these duties through writs of mandamus. The case against Trump involved his executive and discretionary powers, which are off limits to judicial interference. Despite this clear legal precedent, activist judges continue violating the Constitution by ruling against Trump's executive authority. If the Supreme Court refuses to intervene, it risks setting a dangerous precedent where radical judges hold more power than the elected president. The judicial branch was never meant to govern the nation. That responsibility belongs to the executive and legislative branches, which are accountable to the people. Sean Davis responds to everything that has been going on and says, forget impeachment. Charge him with providing aid and comfort to foreign terrorists against the United States. Remember, these plane loads of illegals are gang members, Tren de Aragua. Then Sean Davis says the following. If corrupt Democrat judges are going to lawlessly provide aid and comfort to foreign terrorist organizations like Tren de Aragua, then perhaps it's time to treat them as terrorist co-conspirators. And he's absolutely right. What you're seeing are all the domestic terrorists. Remember, they projected that term onto MAGA. Now the people are seeing who the true terrorists really are. And think about it. Trump specifically invoked the Aliens Enemy Act to actually counter the insurgency. Remember, he has all the leverage and he has every right to invoke this law. So what you're actually watching right now is the insurgency. And the insurgency is the final battle from the deep state players. You see their foot soldiers and you see the judiciary. They're all domestic terrorists against this country. Think about it. They want the illegals who are criminals, who are gang members, returned to the United States. Does that make any sense? Absolutely not. Karma Patriot put this out and said, pretty sure the military is all over this and has been for quite some time. And the fact that Elon is a government contractor for the military, which means he has extremely high security clearance, is most likely why he's the man running Doge. My own personal opinion is that we are currently wrapping up a joint military and civilian counterinsurgency operation. If you go read up on the topic and then consider what we've been watching unfold in this country, it's a textbook example of military-run psychological operation against an enemy insurgency, and that's exactly what it is. So let's go back to post 4700. Insurgency can be defined as the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. Insurgents seek to subvert or displace the government and completely or partially control the resources and population of a given territory. They do so through the use of force, including guerrilla warfare, terrorism, coercion, intimidation, propaganda subversion, and political mobilization. What are we seeing today? We're seeing the foot soldiers right now. They are using intimidation, coercion. They're using terrorism on the streets. Insurgents fight government forces only to the extent needed to achieve their political aims. Their main effort is not to kill counterinsurgents, but rather to establish a competitive system of control over the population, make it impossible for the government to administer its territory and people. Is that what we're seeing? Absolutely. Insurgent activity is therefore designed to weaken government control and legitimacy while increasing insurgent control and influence. Insurgents require supporters, recruits, safe havens, money supplies, weapons, and intelligence on government actions. A robust insurgency can be waged with the support of just a small percentage of a given population. Why do you think Trump and the Patriots took away their security clearances? Because, again, he's fighting an insurgency right now. So all these individuals, they took away their security clearances. Then they started to shut down the money supply. But you remember, they need recruits, safe havens, money, supplies, weapons, intelligence on government actions. So he took away their security clearances. He's taken away their money. They might have some money left over, but he's making it very, very difficult for these people. He's removing MS-13, Tren de Aragua, and other criminals because these are the people, these are the recruits, these are the people that they use, which means he's shrinking their forces. So what's the counterinsurgency? The counterinsurgency may be defined as a comprehensive civilian and military efforts taken to simultaneously defeat and contain insurgency and address its root causes. And that's exactly what he's doing right now. And he had the military going all the way back to 2020, that they were activated when they overthrew the United States government. And now we're watching the insurgents, and he has the people. So he has what he needs for a counterinsurgency. And this is how you destroy the insurgency, because the people are now with him. And every step of the way, you could say, okay, we're going to get rid of your security clearance. We're going to make you blind. We're going to get rid of your money. You won't be able to get weapons. We're going to remove your recruits so you don't have the power to do this. This is the final battle right now against the deep state insurgents. And you could see that every step of the way, they're becoming weaker and weaker, and they will continue to be weaker. And this is why you're going to see a lot more judges try to stop and control what the executive branch does. But in the end, all people are going to see is, who are you to tell the president what to do? You don't run the country. I mean, if they wanted to be president, they should run in the election. But the other thing that's really interesting is that Scavino, he put out a video of a jet fire. This is the 101st Airborne Division, and it looks like it might be hitting the sound barrier, and it's actually a very cool video. But News Treason Channel 17 put this out and said, 2 days ago, the 101st Airborne Division banged off Drop 48 that says the calm before the storm. Today, Dan posts a 38-second video. The last line of Drop 38 is the calm before the storm. So when you look at the 101st Airborne Division on X, this is what they put out. See the calm before the storm. So the time of that video is 48 seconds, matches up to 48. Scavino put out a video of a jet fighter. The video is 38 seconds long. Below, it says, the calm before the storm. And I do believe there is a storm coming. And it looks like we're coming full circle right now. Because again, if the resident was put into place to wake the people up and the government was overthrown, it means the resident was never the president. And if he wasn't the president, it means everything that he's done is null and void. Can you just come out and tell the people, by the way, the United States government was overthrown in 2020. The military took over. I was the commander in chief at the time. I put the resident in place, but everything that he did was fake because he wasn't really the resident. I just wanted to do it to wake everyone up. Or do you have to figure out another way to make everything null and void? Well, I think this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots have done. They made sure everything that he did would be null and void. Storm has arrived, put this out on X and said, President Trump just suggested that everything signed by AutoPen could be invalid. You don't use AutoPen. Number one, it's disrespectful to the office. Number two, maybe it's not even valid because who's getting him to sign? He had no idea what the hell was going on. This is getting good. And then he put this out on Truth. The person who was the real president during the Biden years was the person who controlled the AutoPen. Now that is very interesting. So who was the real president? Well, I think it was Trump. But who was the person controlling certain things in there? I do believe it was Obama. And Biden had no idea what was going on during this period of time. So how do you make this come full circle? Well, you put in the resident because they overthrew the United States government. And you want to make sure that everything that it does is null and void because it was done via fraud. And you make them use an AutoPen. And you make Biden not understand what is going on. And you say, okay, go ahead, sign all the stuff. Because this is what they did, because they wanted to do certain things. So at this point in time, it looks like we've come full circle. And in the end, what everyone is going to see is that fraud vitiates everything. All the pardons, all the executive orders, everything that he did is null and void. And I do believe this might even go further than that. I do believe we're going to find out that there are certain individuals that were president that should have never been president, and maybe all of their executive orders and everything that they did is null and void. Because again, it would be done under fraud. So fraud vitiates everything. And I do believe in the end, that is going to be the Trump card, which is going to basically remove everything that they did. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.